Today's daf is Menachis daf Nun Ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin Lemaila Mi Basar Chatos. How do you know if somebody would take the basar of a chatos, meaning the flesh of a carbon chatos that wasn't supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, but rather was supposed to be eaten by the kayanim, or the meat of a carbon asham that wasn't supposed to go on the mizbeach, but rather was supposed to be eaten by the kayanim, or the basar of some other kachik edashim? Says Rashi, what other kachik edashim could there be? We mentioned chatos, we mentioned asham, and oila is kulay kalal. So what other basar could we be discussing? Says Rashi, it's a trivia question. There's one other type of kachik edashim, and that is the zivchei shalmei tzibur. The kifsei atzeres, even though it was a carbon shlamim, had a din of kachik edashim. As a result, if somebody would take the basar of the kifsei atzeres that was supposed to be eaten by the kehanim and put it on the mizbech, and the kachim kalim, or somebody would take the basar kachim kalim, umi moisara oimer, the leftovers of the carbon oimer. Again, not the kaimitz that went on the mizbech, but the part that was supposed to be eaten by the kehanim, umi moisar shtei alechem, or the shtei alechem, umi lechem aponim. The lechem aponim had bezichei levoino that went on the mizbech, but the lechem aponim itself was eaten by the kehanim, umi shiari menachos, or if somebody would take from the shiari menachos. Bottom line, if somebody would take a chelik of a carbon that's not supposed to go on the mizbech, rather has a that it's supposed to be eaten, and put it on the mizbech. How do you know shehu b'loisaseh? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And we learn from there, kol shehu mimenu l'ishim, harehu b'val saktiru. Any chelik of a carbon where part of it has a din to go on the mizbech, if somebody would put the other part, not the part that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, but the other part on the mizbeach, he'd be over this loisase. So even though Pashat the loisase is discussing sa'ar and devash, ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem, stating that, we learn from here another halacha, that kol shehu mimenu l'ishin, any carbon, where part of the carbon has a din l'ishin, to go on the mizbeach, if you would put the other part on the mizbeach, the halacha would be you'd be over this loisase. Frank the Gemara, b'shtei alechem, lechem aponim, yesh mehem leishim. That's all good for almost everything mentioned in this brisa. But the shtei alechem didn't go on the mizbeach at all. The lechem aponim didn't go on the mizbeach at all. So how could you consider it kol shem imenu leishim? And in fact, the Gemara supports its kasha with a brisa. But how you belong to the brisa? Yosu shtei alechem, lechem aponim, shei mehem leishim. And the context is really a Gemara into in a few dafim from now, where the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Hagasha. But the bottom line in the context of that sugya, the Braisa clearly says that the lechem aponim and the shtei halechem are viewed as a carbon that has no chelek leishim. So how could you learn from there that if somebody would put the shtei halechem and the lechem aponim on the mizbeach, he'd be over this loisase of kol shem imenu leishim, amrav sheishes, ein migufa leishim. That it's true, there's no part of the guf hashtei alechem or the guf of the lechem upon him that had it din to go on the mizbeach. But at the same time, the shtei alechem was part of a bigger carbon which did have a chelik that went on the mizbeach. The shtei alechem was part of the kifsei atzeres. It was part of the sar lechatas. It was part of the 10 animals that made up the carbon oila. There was a whole group of animals that were brought as karbanos that came together with the shtei alechem. So the shtei alechem is viewed as kol shem imenu leishim, pashup shan in the Gemara, because it's part of a larger carbon that had a chelik that went on the mizbech. Specifically, the kifsei atzeres, based on some of the more difficult sugyas that we had in the end of Perakat Chelos, where the Gemara talked about the special relationship between the kifsei atzeres and the shtei alechem. There was a tenufa. The Gemara used the lashon of zika, the same sprach that you find when you learn Masechtas Yevamos. There's a zika between the yavam and the yavama. There's a zika between the kifsei atzeres and the shtei alechem. Thus, even though the shtei alechem itself never went on the mizbeach, but it's part of a carbon where a chelik of it did go on the mizbeach. Thus, you could say kol shem imenu leishim. The same is true for the lechem aponim, because the lechem aponim came together with the bezichei levoina. The bezichei levoina did go on the mizbeach. Thus, says the Gemara, it's true the sugya later refers to the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim as kol she'ein mimenu l'ishim. That's because ein migufay l'ishim. From the guf of the shtei alechem, the guf of the lechem aponim, there was no chelik to one of the mizbeach. But at the same time, if you're willing to see the bigger picture, the lechem aponim are part of a carbon, a chelik of which is the bezich elavayim that did go on the mizbeach. The shtei alechem is part of a carbon, a chelik of which is the kipsei atzeres, etc. A chelik of that which went on the mizbeach as well. Amrav itmar hamayla mikulon al gabi akevish. What if somebody would take all the aforementioned? Say, would take the basar of a carbon chatas, the basar of a carbon asham, the basar of the shalmei tzibur, of the kachim kalim, the moisera oimer. the moiser of the shtei halechem, lechem aponim, the shiori menachis. And he would put it not on the marocha, he wouldn't actually burn it in the fire of the marocha, but he would merely put it on the kevesh. Would be over the loisa say not Rabbi Yechon Mechayev, Rabbi Lozam Apot, Rabbi Yechon Mechayev, the Tanya Lunt in a Brais, Amizbeach, Eli Amizbeach, Kevesh Minayim, Talmud Loimar, Ve'el HaMizbeach, Lo Yalu Lerotz. So the Torah says, Ki Chol Sa'ar V'chol Devash, Lo Yisaktiru Mimenu Yishol Hashem. And that Pasuk is really the theme of the entire daf. The very next Pasuk, right after the Torah says, You're not allowed to be Makriv Sa'ar and Devash on the Mizbeach, the Torah continues, with a pasuk that's a little sosom. Karbin reishis takrivu oisam lashem ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. The Torah refers to the seir and the vash seemingly as a karbin. Not only a karbin reishis, we'll see more about that in a moment, and the Torah says that although takrivu oisam lashem, but ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan darshan the word ha-mizbeach. Ha-mizbeach is the rabbis, then not only are you not allowed to take the sar and the vash and put it on the maroch on the mizbeach, but you're not even allowed to put it on the kevesh. But loza amar potter, my time, it amar kra, because the pasuk says, sa'or udvash, korbin reishis, takrivu oisam. It's true the Torah says, ki chol sa'or v'chol devash, loisaktiru mimenu isha lashem. And then the very next pasuk, it's a little tricky, the Torah says, korbin reishis, takrivu oisam lashem, ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu. And ha-mizbeach is marba the kevesh, but says Rabbi Lazar, Hamizbeach, that's Marba the Kevesh, is only going back on what's mefurish in the previous pasuk, and that's Sa'ur and Vash. So it's true, if somebody would take Sa'ur and Vash and he would put it on the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, for that he'd be over the Loisaseh. But you want to be Marba everything mentioned in the Braisa. You want to be Marba Basar Chatos, Basar Roshan, Basar Shalmi Tzibur, etc. For that you don't have a right to do. Those things were also included in the previous pasuk, because although they're not mentioned mefurish in the pasuk, but we just said that if somebody's Maila those things on the Mizbeach, he gets Malkus, and it's learned out from that Pasuk. Because it says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu, and we darshan from there, kol shem mimenu li'ishim harehu b'val saktiru. But at the same time, in the second Pasuk, it says the word oisam, korbin reishis takrivu oisam. Oisam is a miut, to tell me that this halacha of ha-mizbeach, that's marba the kevesh for the isa haktara, is not referring to everything that we just mentioned. It's only referring to some of what we mentioned. So we mentioned explicitly kichol sa'ar v'chol devash leisaktiru. We mentioned implicitly via adrasha kol shem imenu le'ishim. Oysam tells me that the ribuy of kevesh is only going on sa'ar and vash. The ribuy of kevesh is not going on kol shem imenu le'ishim. Either way, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, hi oysam ayavali. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word oysam? I would think that if a yachid wants to go and he wants to be menadev shtei alechem as a carbon, maybe it should be okay. And the parasha of Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, which is the parasha of Nedarim and Nedavis, would maybe apply to such a carbon. Talmud Loimar, carbon reishes takrivu, tzibur amarti lecha v'lo yachid. That a tzibur has an ability to be makriv tzor, the shtei halechem, but a yachid doesn't have ability to do that. Yachid lo yehe yachid, maybe she maybe chayvasek yotzba. I would think that maybe only a yachid can't. Abul yehe tzibur, maybe she maybe chayvasek yotzba. Maybe the tzibur has a right. Betoras nedava to be makriv, a carbon that would be comparable to the shtei alechem. Talmud loymar oisam. No, oisam, only that. That's the only shtei alechem. That's the only such carbon that you're going to have. But if you wanted to recreate something similar to the shtei alechem, betoras nedava, invoking the parasha of moitzis vasecha tishmar v'asisa kashen odarto, that's something that you would not have a right to do. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan uses from the word oisam. So Rabbi Yochanan darshens the word oisam not to be mema'et all the other things, such as the basar chatas and the basar rasham and the basar zifchei shalmei tzibur and all those things, to tell me that they're not included in the iser to be maila, not only into the marocha but on the kevesh. He uses oisam for something else, to tell me that you can't have a shtei halechem that's going to be b'teiras nedava. Umay yesh lecha lehevi shtei halechem and asar bikur min advash. The shtei halechem and the bikur min advash, those are things that you're allowed to, because that's the Torah says you're allowed to do. But oisam is memayit, that if you wanted, again, bring a nedava that's similar to sa'ar, similar to the shtei halechem, or bring a nedava that's similar to the dvash, those are two things you would not be allowed to do. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Shtei halechem leikruv nedava, tanya relim to the braisa. Im nemar kol sa'ar loy nemar kol dvash, but nemar kol dvash loy nemar kol sa'ar. So this is a braisa that really picks up in middle of a shmuz,
the shmuz that the Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom of the Amid, the context over there is, it says in the Torah, not just Sa'or and Dvash, Loi Saktiru Mimenu, Yishol Hashem. It says, Ki Chol Sa'or, Vichol Dvash. It's a lot of extra words here. Ki, Kol, Kol, Tzim Tzveitin Mo. And the Gemara says that Kol Sa'or and Kol Dvash is Marba, that not only are you Chayef, if you makter an entire shear of Sa'or and Dvash, but you Chayef, even if you makter a Chatzi shear. Now, what is the shear? Machloik is a bayah v'rova. That's, again, we'll see that on the bottom of the yomid. But for now, all we need to know is that kol sa'ar is marba a chatzi shear of sa'ar, and kol devash is marba a chatzi shear of devash. So this braisa picks up in the middle of that halacha. So we said kol sa'ar l'rabba is a chatzi shear of sa'ar, kol devash l'rabba is a chatzi shear of devash. And the braisa asks, that why do I need a riboy for a chatzi shear of sa'ar, a chatzi shear of devash? Let it say a chatzi shear of sa'ar, and I'll learn devash from sa'ar. Or let it say a chatzi shear of devash, and I'll know chatzi shear of sa'ar from the vash. Nemar kol sa'ar. Meaning, why can I learn one from the other? Why do I need a riboy of chatzi shear by each one independently? Zok the brayis, some of the sheish besar masha'im bedvash, v'yesh bedvash masha'im besar. Because each one has a unique characteristic that doesn't allow me to learn one from the other. Sa'ar, what's unique about sa'ar? Hutte mechloli b'mikdash. Even though the Torah says ki chol sa'ar leisakir mimenu isha l'Hashem, but you find that sa'ar is hutte mechloli. There is a time you could be makter sa'ar. Dvash loy hutte. You don't find anywhere that you could ever be makter dvash. Thus, sa'ar has a kula that dvash doesn't have. Dvash also has a kula. What's unique about dvash? Huter b'shiyarei menachas. You're allowed to put dvash into the shiyarei menachas. Sa'ar, however, loy huter b'shiyarei menachas. You are now allowed to put sa'ar in the shiyarei menachas. So it's true the Torah says, ki chol sa'ar b'chol dvash lo yisaktiru. But that's all talking about the part of the carbon that went in the mizbech. What about the part of the carbon that was eaten by the kayhanim? The shiyarei menachas. So the kohen was allowed to put dvash into the shiyarei menachas. He wasn't allowed to put sa'ar into the shiyarei menachas. The bottom line is, sa'ar has a kula, and dvash has a kula. Sa'ar's kula is huter mechlolai. There is a time you're allowed to put sa'ar even on the mizbeach. Dvash has a kula, that dvash you're allowed to put into the shiyarei menachas. It's for that reason. Hamipnei yesh b'sa'ar masha'im b'dvash. V'yesh b'dvash masha'im b'sa'ar. Hutzuchloi merkol sa'ar. V'hutzuchloi merkol dvash. Ad kan. Divrei HaBraisa, says the Gemara, Sa'ar Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash Ma'iniyu. The Braisa said that Sa'ar is Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. Where do you find it? Says the word, Lav Shtei HaLechem, the carbon adava. Isn't it referring to, presumably, a Shtei HaLechem, where somebody decided, maybe the Tzibur, maybe the Yachid, that we're going to bring Shtei HaLechem as a carbon. And it's mashma that you could bring Shtei HaLechem B'Toyras Nadava. Because otherwise, where else do you find Sa'ar being brought as a carbon? The Gemara assumes that it must be a Nadava, a made-up carbon. So you see, you can make up a carbon. It can mirror the Shtei HaLechem, which was a real carbon, and you can be makrevit. And that's where it's Huta Mechlole, that even though the Torah says, Kichol Sa'ar, Lo Yisaktiru Mimenu, Ishel Hashem, but here's your example, where you are taking Sa'ar and you're putting it on the Mizbeach. So how could Rav Yochanan say that the word Oysam is coming to tell me? That only Oysam, only the Shtei HaLechem itself, you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach, but, or you can bring as a carbon, but no other Shtei HaLechem, Napateris, Nidvas Yochir, Nidvas Sibur, L'chayra, how else do you understand this Braisa? When the Braisa says that Sa'ar is Huta Mechlole B'Mikdash, doesn't it mean what Rav Yochanan is saying you cannot do? If that's the case, it's a kashan Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rav Arm, Rabloi, the car of him up. What it means is the Shtei Alechem Gufa. When we say that Sa'ar is Hutta Mechloli Mimikdash, it means the Shtei Alechem. Meaning, even though ordinarily a Sa'ar can't be a carbon, in the Shtei Alechem, a Sa'ar is a carbon. It doesn't mean a new Shtei Alechem that's an Adava that mirrors the Shtei Alechem that was born on Shavuos. The Shtei Alechem itself is Hutta Mechloli Mimikdash. That is, in and of itself, a very big Kiddush. Either way, it says the Gemara. But Ihachi, if that's the case, Bikuram Nami. If the Shtei HaLechem is considered Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash, then Bikurim should Dvash should also be Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. And the reason is, again, what did the Braisa say? That Sa'ar has a Kula that Dvash doesn't have, Dvash has a Kula that Sa'ar doesn't have. Sa'ar has a Kula, it's Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. Dvash, you don't find anywhere, it's Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. As if to say, Dvash is never part of a carbon. Great, the Gemara, is that true? Is Dvash never a part of a carbon? We know that Dvash is one of the Shivas Aminim. So that Dvash was brought as Bikurim. You had to take Dvash tomorrow and bring it as Bikur. And tonight we learned in the Mishnah, HaGoyzole Shal Gabi Asalin Hoya Oilim Vasal Shibad and Nitalam Lekayanim. When a person would bring Bikurim, unbeknownst to many, and this is a Mishnah, a Mesachtis Bikurim, it's Mishnayas, he would bring Karbanis together with it. There were Karbanis Oila that were brought. Rashi says there were also Karbanis Shlomim that were brought. But there were Karbanis with it. If that's the case, then Tainas the Gemara, just like the Shtei HaLechem, you tell him is Hutta Bechloli B'Mikdash. Even though the Shtei HaLechem never touched the Mizbeach, but it was part of a carbon, and the carbon itself was put on the Mizbeach. Thus, it's Hunta Mechlaloi, the Loisa say of Kichol Sa'ar, Loisa Ktir Mimen Ishal Hashem. If that's the case, Dvash has the same thing. Because Dvash was Bikurim. Bikurim were brought together with these Goyzoloish Al Gabe Hasalim, which the Mishnah says were Oilois. So, the Bikurim is also part of a carbon that went on the Mizbeach. So what are you telling me? That Sa'ar has a kula that Bikurim does, that Dvash doesn't have. Sa'ar is Hutta Mechlaloi B'Mikdash, Bikurim not. If the Hutta Mechlaloi is the fact that it's part of the Kifsei Atzeres, then L'chaira, Dvash has the same thing. It's part of the Oilois that were brought together with the Bikurim. Elamai probably means something else. What it probably means is, we're not talking about the Shtei HaLechem when we say, that's Oris Hutta Mechlaloi B'Mikdash, because you're right, that Bikurim would also have. What it means is you could put Shtei HaLechem on the Mizbeach itself. You could bring in a dova, b'teira shtei alechem, and that's in and of itself. That you don't have anywhere by Dvash. If that's the case, it's again a kasha of Yechanan. But the Gemara says, no. Really, when you say Hutta Mechlaloi B'Mikdash, what we're referring to is the shtei alechem. I don't you have the same thing by the Bikurim? You don't. Hanu la'ate Bikurim huda also. There's a very big difference between the relationship between the Kifsei Atzeres and the shtei alechem and those oilers that were brought together with the Bikurim. The Kifsei Atzeres and the shtei alechem had zika. They're physically attached to each other. There's an energy that binds them. As opposed to the Gezalois, that would brought La'ater Bikurim to beautify the Bikurim, but there's no real Sheiches on any level between those Karbanois on the Bikurim, the Shtei HaLechem became mutter, right? The Kifsei Atzeres were matter the Shtei HaLechem. There's no matter nitter relationship. There's no lumdisher relationship at all between these Karbanois and the Bikurim. Thus, the Shtei HaLechem is considered Hutta Mechlaloi because it's part of a carbon that went on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Bikurim, the Dvash, is not part of any carbon that went on the Mizbeach. Therefore, pshat in the Braisa is the Shtei HaLechem that were born on Shavuos. You have no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chizda, Ma'ilam, Basar Chata Sa'oif, Agabi Mizbeach Ma'o. If somebody would take from the Basar Chata Sa'oif, he would put it on the Mizbeach. What would be the halacha? So the Braisa that we began today's daf with gave a whole list of things that were nechal, that were not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, that we learn now from the Pasuk, Kichol Sa'ar, V'chol Devash, Lo'isak Tiru, Mimenu, Isha L'Hashem, that Kol Shem, Mimenu, Li'ishim, the halacha is, you're not allowed to put that in and of itself on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Chama asked Rav Chizda, what would be the halacha with a Chatas Oif? Right, the Mishnah mentioned Basar Chatas, Basar Asham, it mentioned the Kifsei Atzeres, it mentioned the Moisara Oimer, the Lechem Aponim, the Shtei Alechem, the Shiari Menachis, it didn't mention Chatas Oif. Would Chatas Oif be different? Now, at first glance, you'd say, of course Chatas Oif is different. Because what's the drasha? Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishim. If you have a carbon, part of the carbon goes on the Mizbeach, you can't take the other part and put it on the Mizbeach as well. The Chatas Oif did not have any chelik to one of the Mizbeach. The Chatas Oif was the diametric opposite of the Oilas Oif. The Oilas Oif went completely on the Mizbeach. The Chatas Oif was completely eaten by the Kayanim. That's Devin Ezra that we always speak out. That's why in the carbon oil of Yoyred, when the Ani brought the Chatas Oif, he had to bring an oil with it. Why do you have to bring an oil? If somebody could afford to bring a regular Chatas, a Kisbur Seira, so he didn't have to bring a carbon oil. But if you're an Ani and you can't afford to bring the Behema, so now you have to Shtelzu an oil Saif together with your Chatas Oif. L'chayr just bring the Chatas Oif. Zok Devin Ezra, the Pshat is because the Chatas Oif had no chelik that went L'gvaya. And every carbon has to have a chelik that goes L'gvaya. So together with the Chatas Oif, you had the oil Saif. But the Chatas Oif itself did not have any chelek that went on the Mizbeach. So Rami Bar Chama, who always asked the boys, asked Rav Chizda, Hishver, by the way, so Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chizda if somebody would take from the basar of the Chatas Oif and he would put it on the Mizbeach, would he be over the Isser or not? Why not? Because Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishem Amarachmana V'hai Ein Mimenu Li'ishem. This doesn't have any chelek, that's Li'ishem. Oy Dilma, Kol Shem Shmoy Karben V'hai Nami Shmoy Karben. Being that it's a fart of carbon, maybe that's enough. Why should the fact that it's called a carbon be enough? It's based on the next pasuk. Because right after the Torah says, Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash le'zaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem, the next words, Karban reishas takrivo oisam Hashem. So maybe the hemshach is that as long as it's a carbon, that somehow is included. A chata sa'if at the end of the day is going to be considered a carbon. And Amalei Rav Chizda told Rami Bar Chama, surprisingly, Kol Shashmai carbon, v'hainam yishmai carbon. The second side, which sounds like the chiddush, at the end of the day, the Torah immediately said, and uses the word carbon, that would be enough. But the Gemara says Ketana, it's really Mechlik Ketana. Rabbi Lezer says Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kol Shem Shmoy Carbon. My Beinayu, I'm Rav Chizda. This is the same Rav Chizda. Basa Chatas Oif, Ikim Beinayu. Nafkimina would be Basa Chatas Oif. On the one hand, it doesn't have Mimenu Li'ishim, but on the other hand, it's Shmoy Carbon. Rav Amar Rav has different Nafkimina. Loik Shemen Shel Mitzayra, Ikim Beinayu. Nafkimina would be the Loik Shemen Shel Mitzayra. The Loik Shemen of the Mitzayra which was a critical part of the Tairas HaMetzairah. It also was considered a carbon. It comes up in, even in the Pigel Sugyas. So what would be if somebody would take the Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah and he would put it on the Mizbeach? On the one hand, there's no Kol Shemimeno Le'ishin. There's no part of the Loik Shemen Shal Truma that goes on the Mizbeach. Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah that goes on the Mizbeach. But at the same time, it is a carbon. Pani Levi, Kol Korban L'Rabbis Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah. So again, that would be another Nafkamina. If you need Kol Shemimeno Le'ishin, the Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah would not be included in this Isser. If it's enough Sheshmai Karmin, then the Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah would be included in this Isser. So two Aharas, going backwards. First of all, we just mentioned Rami Bar Chama Shailot Rav Chizda. He wanted to know if somebody would be Maila, the Chata Sa'if on the Mizbeach, would it be included in this Isser of Kichol Sa'ar V'chol Devash Lo Yisaktiru Mimenu Yishal Hashem? Why not? Because what's the Isser? The Isser is Mimenu, and there's no Chilik of the Chata Sa'if that went on the Mizbeach. The emes is, I'll pee this Evan Ezra that we just spoke out, that says that the Chata Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if always came together. In fact, the Oila Sa'if was viewed as the Emurim of the Chata Sa'if. We always speak out Ramei Simcha with the dream, but what was Ramei Simcha's Vart? That the Gemara brings a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. It's a Gemara B'sach Teschulin. And the Rashba asks, and he blives, Sarachin, I need a pasuk to tell me you don't bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. What would be the Hamamin? You should be able to bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. You can't bring Karbanis Balayla. Beyond Tzavseis B'nei Yisrael, HaKrivis Karbanis. Beyond, yeah, Balayla not. All Avoidas are only kosher. Beyond. Why would I think the Oila Sa'if should be different? Rami Simcha said that he thought, I'll pee the Ibn Ezra. Where the Ibn Ezra says that the Oila Sa'if very often's role was to make up for the Emurim. It was the Chelek HaGvaya that the Chata Sa'if was missing. The Chata Sa'if was Kulei Nechal. So if I'm Chayv Chata Sa'if, you can't bring a carbon and only give it to the Kayanim. You have to give something to the Ebishtah. So what did you do? You brought an Oila Sa'if. The Oila Sa'if was the Chelek HaGvaya. So the Oila Sa'if sometimes played the role of the, what the Emurim were in an ordinary carbon. Haktaras Emurim we know was Kasha Balayla. So Gedai the Chamina that you could bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla because the whole Yisoy, the Mahus of the Oila Sa'if is what the Emurim is to an ordinary Mizbech. So Rami Simcha said to answer the Rashba's Kasha. Again, the Rashba has the Kasha. The Gemara Chula needs a Pasuk to tell me that the Avoida of the Oila Sa'if is Pasul Balayla. Why is it different than any other Avoida? So Rami Simcha, I'll tell you why. Because the Oila Sa'if is B'mokim, the Emurim of a carbon. Carbon. And the Emurim of a carbon's avoid the Akhtaras, the Emurim is Kashav Alayla. So I would have thought maybe the Oila Sa'if should be Kashav Alayla as well. Kamash Walat, Meir Simcha said that he had a dream afterwards. After he thought of this Chiddush, he fell asleep. He had a dream, and in the dream, there was a big Kitrik in Shemayim, and they were being Teveya. Why there's no one in this door that's Mechavin to Teras Emes, or I don't remember exactly how the story goes, but as this is going on, the Rashba walks into the Pamal Yoshal Mayil and he says, it's not Emes. He said, because I asked the Kasha that I blibed Sarachinim, and there's a Yid, Remeir Simcha, Hakoyim, Medvinsk, he just said a Teretz, that's Teretz Emes Lamitoy, telling to this Eben Ezra to answer the Rashba's Kasha. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this? You see that the Chata Soif and the Oila Soif are connected. There's a Zika, they're Mechubar somehow. In fact, the Oila Soif is like the Emurim. It's the Chelem and the Shtei Akloyes. It's the Emurim of the Chata Sa'if. If that's the case, why is it so posh to the Gemara that there's no Kol Shem Mimenu Le'isha with the Chata Sa'if? Right, the whole tzad that Rav Chizkiya and Rami Bar Chama had, that it should be usher to take the basur of the Chata Sa'if and put it on the Mizbeach, is because at the end of the day, Teres has carbon. Just like the Loik Shemesh on the Tzayra maybe would be included, even though it doesn't have a Chelek that went on the Mizbeach, maybe the Chata Sa'if as well. Yesh Loimar, that the Chata Sa'if is different, because the Chata Sa'if has the Oila Sa'if. And the Oila Sa'if did go on the Mizbeach. And being that they're looked as one, I'll pee this rage from the Evan Ezra and Ramei Simcha to answer the Rashba's Kasha. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is, we began the daf with Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. But one thing that emerged from that Machloikis was that even though it says in the Torah, Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash, lo yisaktiru mimenu ishel Hashem, and we're marba that really any part of a carbon whose din is to be eaten, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, it doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to burn it on the fire of the Mizbeach, on the Maroch of the Mizbeach, but it means you're not even allowed to put it onto the Kevesh. That we learn from the word HaMizbeach that even the Kevesh is going to be included. So when the Torah says, Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu ishel Hashem, what it means is he can't even take Sa'ar or devash and put it onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, which at first glance is Sarach Bir, because the Torah says, lo yisaktiru, can't burn it. How is putting the Sa'ar or the Vash or the Basar Chatos and the Basar Asham, etc. on the Kevesh Saktiru? At the end of the day, a mikra yoytzim idei pshutai. The Torah says Aktara. So the Chur, if the Torah says Aktara, HaMizbeach is Marba, the Kevesh,
But l'chura, the ribuy is almost a contradiction to the real drasha, to what the Torah says. The Torah says, don't burn it. And now you're being marbit. Not only is it asa to burn it, but it's even asa just to put it on the kevesh. I think it's a little bit tzarech bir. But the teretz is really very, very poshit. But just one hakdama, and that is, throughout kachim, we've seen many times, the Gemara talks about the avodas ha'ilacha of the evarim. So when you think of the avoda of ha'ilacha, what comes to mind? The third of the Dalit Avodah Saddam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. The Avodah Saddam, that was the ikar of the Avodah of the carbon. And one of the Avodahs was Halacha. You'd have to take the dam from the Makam HaShechita and the Makam HaKabbalah, walk it to the Mizbeach. If it's a Mizbeach HaChitzayin, if it's a Mizbeach HaPnimi, if you're taking the Mincha, the equivalent thereof, the Bezich Elavoyna, you're walking from the Shulchan, which was in the Heichal, you're taking it out into the Azara to bring it in on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But the Avodah Sayulacha is to take the Dam, or the equivalent thereof, walk it to the Makam where you're going to do the Akhtara, the Makam where you're going to do this Zrika. That's the Pashit Avodah Sayulacha. But there was another Halacha. Right? There was the halacha of Devarim. Devarim that had a din haktar. Aktar is an avoida. Even though it's not an avoida that's ma'akiv a carbon, but it's also not allowed to do aktar. It is an avoida. And taking the Evarim and walking them to the Mizbeach to do the Avodah Saktar was in and of itself Avodah Saktar. And the Gemara refers to it as Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh. And the Shiurim from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua, he brings that the Brisker Rabbah Gestelt, that why is it that whenever the Gemara talks about this Avodah Saylacha, the Lashana Gemara is Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh. The Avodah is bringing it to the Kevesh? No. The Avodah is bringing it to the Kevesh, walking it up the Kevesh, taking it to the Maroch and burning it. That is the Avodah Saktara. So Lechura, why is it always Hailachas Evarim Lekevesh? A classic diyuk from the Brisker Rav. Hailachas Evarim Lekevesh, it's not just Hailachas Evarim Lekevesh. You have to take it all the way to the fire. So the emes is, Rabbi Yeshua brings that his father, a beryl, said that Kuvi Pshatz Hazoy, that the Gemara says that there was a little bit of aver between the ramp and the Mizbeach itself. It's one time from a pasuk, because it says, Vasisa Lesach HaBasav Adam. Rabbi Shurba Yechoy says in Masach Tzvachim that when Makish Basav to Dam, just like Dam was Bezrika, there was a Din Zrika with Emurim as well. Now, the coin couldn't stand on the bottom and throw it up, so he'd do is he'd walk it up to the top of the Kevesh, and then he would throw it across this Aver into the Marocha. That's the way Haktara was done. If that's the case, it comes out that really the Hilacha ended at the top of the ramp. So it says Rabero, maybe when the Gemara says Hilacha Sevarim Lekevesh, it doesn't mean walk it to the beginning of the ramp. Maybe it means walk it to the top of the ramp. The Lashon HaGemara is Hilacha Sevarim Lekevesh. So Pashat Lekevesh means the beginning of the ramp. But he said maybe it means walk it up the ramp. And that's really where the halacha stops. What do you mean? Don't I walk it from the top of the ramp to the fire? No, that's the Gemara. At that point, you go from halacha to zrika. It's a different avodah, so to speak. The bottom line is, that's what Rabbeinu said. But the Brisker Rav wasn't happy with that. And the Brisker Rav said, was very bothered. Why is it halacha say, I'm the kevesh? L'chayra, even though I'm at the kevesh, the halacha didn't stop. The kevesh is mashma, the beginning of the ramp. So I still have to walk it up the ramp. Isn't that part of the kevesh? Said the Rav, based on a yesod that we've learned together here in the daf, a yesod for a Chaim Briska. That is, we know there's machlokes in the Gemara, whether lina mayalas b'reisha mizbeach, or ain lina mayalas b'reisha mizbeach. So one of the more prominent psulim that a carbon can get is a lina. So what does lina mean? It means that dam has a din to be gespritzed on the mizbeach at the day that the carbon was brought. If you leave it overnight, or dam is nifsal already, b'shkiya sachama, at that point the dam is going to be possible. It's going to be possible lina. Emurim have a din that day and night that the carbon is brought, you have to put on the mizbeach. If you leave the emurim until the next day, it becomes noiser. It also becomes possible. The name of the psul is lina. So there's something called a psul lina, which means that if you leave it past the time that it was supposed to be left, you were supposed to do the avoida, and I didn't do the avoida, it comes out now that it was lina. This machlekes is in the Gemara. If the emurim, let's say, have a carbon, which would become psul belina once the sun rises the morning after this carbon was brought, if the emurim were b'roish hamizbeach, and roish hamizbeach is lav dafka, would it become possible lina or not possible lina? One man nomna says, yeah, lina mayalas b'roish hamizbeach. Another man nomna says, ain lina mayalas b'roish hamizbeach. We paskin that ain lina mayalas b'roish hamizbeach. But Reb Chaim klar de chakira, what's the pshat ain lina mayalas b'roish hamizbeach? Is the pshat that when emurim are lon on the mizbeach, they were physically lon? You want to know if the emurim were lon? Of course they were lon. What's the definition of lon? Definition is they remained in the current state. You didn't do with them what you were supposed to do with them. The fact that it was on the Mizbeach, I hear, but at the end of the day, they weren't just supposed to be on the Mizbeach. You were supposed to burn them. So the fact that I didn't burn them means that by definition, they were lot.
Narvas da Chiddush. Ein lino mayal zpareish mizbech. And the yisoid of that Chiddush is related to the sugyas of mizbech mekadesh. And just like you find mizbech mekadesh as a psulim, that if you put a davar pasul on the mizbech, it gives it a new din aktar of a malu lo yeridu nasu lachmish on mizbech. So you have the same exact concept in the preemptive state, that if I take something and I put it on the mizbech, just like the mizbech could be mekadesh something that has psulina, to tell me that even though it has psulina, I could still be makter it because of malu lo yeridu. It works preemptively that if it's on the mizbech, it's in the makam of kedusha mizbech. Mekadesh says that it's never even chal psulina. Ain lina mayal's praish on mizbech as if cotton perik on mizbech mekadesh. It works with mizbech mekadesh as a psula. Half of a fellow. Oh yeah, Shloim said, Reb Chaim, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that if they murmur on the mizbeach, it's not considered that they were law. Because the definition of lina is, said Reb Chaim, that you didn't even start the akhtara. Once you put the emurim on the mizbeach, said Reb Chaim, maybe that's already considered tchilas haktara. And as long as I started the haktara, it's not, what's lon? Lon means I wasn't makter it. I didn't finish the haktara. It's not in the maracha, but once it goes on the mizbeach, that's enough, said Reb Chaim, maybe, to say that it shouldn't be chal psulina. Either way, Reb Chaim brought rayas, that the ikar is like the second side. That the way ein lina mayal spareish mizbeach, it works, is not midin mizbeach mekadesh. That really it's lon, but the mizbeach is mekadesh, that even though it was lon, it shouldn't become pasul. Rather, the way ein lina mayal spareish mizbeach works is that if it was bereish mizbeach, then the halacha is that it's not even chal psulina at all. We once brought a raya from the Targum Unkelis. The loisase of loyal and chel of chagi ad boiker is mentioned twice in the Torah. One of the places is in Parshas Mishpatim. Says the Torah of loyal and chel of chagi ad boiker. Zok the targum unkelis v'loyevis bar min madbecha tarbe nichsas pischi atzafra lo min bisra de techlum beramsha. Keywords v'loyevis bar v'loyevis bar min madbecha. Again, the targum is teaching the words. What does v'loyalin mean? It means v'loyavis bar min madbecha tarbe. It means don't leave it not on the mizbeach. B'chayra, bar min, what does bar min madbecha have to do with anything? Bar min madbecha is like a shmak of sugya. Bar min madbecha means not on the mizbeach. So when you learn the sugya, lina mayals b'reish ha-mizbeach, ein lina mayals b'reish ha-mizbeach. So targum unkelis obviously is paskining, like the man number that holds, ein lina mayals b'reish ha-mizbeach. And targum unkelis, the Gemara says in Megillat Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, was mi pi Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So you know Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua's sheet that now is ein lina mayals b'reish ha-mizbeach. But what's hotis mit pashav shad? Targum unkelis is not saying popol. Targum unkelis is teaching the words. That means the targum is teaching the words of Loyalin means that they weren't on the Mizbeach. So Bishlam, like Reb Chaim's second side, that you say of Ein Lina Elsbereish Mizbeach means, because Lina means you didn't do the Haktarah, and when you put it on the Mizbeach, it's considered a Tchilas Haktarah. So that's the Taich. You want to know what Loyalin means, says the Targum. You're going to be very curious when you're doing Shnai Mikrevecha Targum. What does Loyalin mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means you didn't start the Haktarah, you didn't put it on the Mizbeach. But if the Taich of Lina means not that it wasn't on the Mizbeach, the Taich of Lina means you didn't burn it on the Maroch. Nor was the Zaloch that if it's on the Mizbeach, Mizbeach is Mekadesh. And just like Mizbeach can be Mekadesh after the fact, that even though it has Psulina in Malu Lo Yerdu, Mizbeach can be Mekadesh before the fact and tell me that even though it was lon, but still, it's not going to be chal Psulina. Why is the Targum getting involved with Bar Min Madbecha? So the Chur, the Targum Unkelis, is a raya and a flaw to Reb Chaim's Yisoid. But the bottom line is that was Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim said that the Yisoid of Ein Lina Mayal Sparisha Mizbeach is that Akhtara doesn't begin when the Emurim touch the fire, when it's mashlo behena'ar. The Akhtara actually begins when it touches the Mizbeach. Now the Kevish is part of the Mizbeach. Many sugis and zvachim, we've seen that the Kevish is considered part of the Mizbeach. For example, Mizbeach Mekadesh. The Kevish is also Mekadesh. It's a Mishnah and Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh. So the Kevish is considered part of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, that's why you always find the Nusach of Halachas Evarim LeKevish. Because the emes is, once you bring it to the Kevish, it touches the Kevish, the Akhtara started already. The Avodas Halacha ends when the Haktara starts. When does the Haktara start? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, what do you mean when you put it into the fire? It's wrong. The Haktara starts before you put it in the fire. The moment it touches the Kevesh, that's when it's already Ein Lina Mayal Esperesh on his back. Because that's when it already started the Haktara. Aviva, that's when it already started the Haktara. So that means that's when the halacha is finished. Because halacha finishes, that's the punchline. Halacha finishes when the haktara starts. And just like being that the haktara starts when it touches the mizbech, and the kevesh was nisrabah throughout sugi zashas to be part of the mizbech, it's that why, for that reason, you always find halacha the kevesh, not halacha. Bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, ki chol sar v'chol devash le'saktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And we're being marbe even the kevesh, l'chura. The Torah says haktara. How you be marbe the kevesh? The oimik in the beer of the Gemara is that really putting it on the kevesh is also a chelik of the haktara. Without a riboy, you actually have to put it in the fire. Maybe you need the hashlama of the haktara in order to be over, in order to violate this leisase in the Torah. Kamash malon hamizbeach l'rabbi says hakevesh, that it's enough that you put it on the kevesh, meaning the tchilas haktara would be enough to be over this iser of kichol sar v'chol devash leisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem. I think that's pashim shan in the Gemara. Either way, zok te Gemara vayter tanu rabbanu. And the next Gemara is a super duper lamdisha Gemara. Either way, tanu rabbanu sar bal taktiru. At its Eliyahu Kulai. Miktsasi Minayin. How do you know that if somebody burns only miktsas of the sar, meaning not the entire shear, but only a part of the shear of sar, how do you know that you're over the loisase of kichol sar v'chol devash? Says the Gemara, Tamalei Makol. It says kol sar. Could have just said sar. It says kol sar. That's the rabbis, even a chatzi shear. Eruvi Minayin. How do you know if the sar would be in a taruvis? It would be mixed together with something else. So it's not be'en. So this is a real taruvah sugya. It really is. It's a taruvah sugya. And what would be if you have the sar mixed in a taruvah with something else? Would you still be over the iser of kichol sar loisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem? The answer is yeah. Talmud loimer kichol. Kol teaches me even a chatzi shir. Ki kol teaches me afilo eruvah. Says the Gemara, maiko amar. Amar abaye hochi kamar. Abaye, so let me explain the price to you a little bit. Sar bal saktiru. Had it only said sar bal taktiru eli yalu kizayis, I would have thought that it has to be a shear. And what's the shear sar? What would you have thought that shear is? A kizayis. Chatzi zayis minayin. How do you know the yichayiv even for a chatzi zayis? Talmud loy marko. So kol is marba, that even a chatzi zayis of sar, if you burn that on the mizbech, you're going to be chayiv. Eruve minayin. How do you know if it's in the taruvus? Talmud loy markichol. Rav Amar, Rav explained the price a little differently. Hochi kamar. Sar bal taktiru eli yalu koymetz. The shear of sa'ar, without a riboy, I would have thought is a koimetz. If somebody would be makter a koimetz, you'd be chayav. Chatzi koimetz minayin. How do you know chatzi koimetz? Tamalu marko. So the kol that's marba chatzi shear, what's the chatzi shear? It's not a chatzi zayas like Abaye said. It's a chatzi koimetz, says Rava. A ruvay minayin, tamalu markiko. Bottom line is, a machlek is Abaye v'Rava. So you know it's a big sugya. It's a machlek is Abaye v'Rava. How to understand the first part of the brisa. When we say kol sa'ar, and kol devash, that's being marba now a chatzi shir. What's the chatzi shir of sa'ar? According to Abaya, the chatzi shir is a chatzi zayas. The shir is a zayas, thus the chatzi shir is a chatzi zayas. According to Rava, the shir is a koimetz, thus the chatzi shir is a chatzi koimetz. So according to Abaya, it's chatzi zayas. According to Rav, it's chatzi koimetz. Okay, we still need some help here. Says the Gemara, b'maykom niflegi, Abaya sova yesh koimetz, pachas mishnei zeisim. Abaya holds that a koimetz could be less than shnei zeisim. V'yesh haktara p'chusa mikazayis. Additionally, he holds, there's haktara p'chusa mikazayis. So what? Seeing that there's a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim, so if the standard koimetz is pachas mishnei zeisim, says Rashi, it's mashma that when the Torah says that you shouldn't be makter sa'ar, it means a shir koimetz. Meaning, there's a chelik that you could be makter, there's a chelik that you can't be makter. The chelik that you're makter of the mincha is always what? It's always the koimetz. The kosher haktar is always a koimetz. So it's mashma then, that the iser, kichol sa'ar, that's mentioned in the parish of mincha, is also a koimetz. Abaye held that a koimetz could be pachas mishnei zeisim. So if we're going to be marba from the word kol sa'ar, we'd be marba half of that. Half of less than shnei zeisim is going to be a chatzi zayis. It's going to be less than a kazayis. Thus, Abaye was married by chatzi zayis. Rava held in koimetz pachas mishnei zeisim. No such thing as a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim. And being that there's no such thing as a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim, so the starting point, the sheer koimetz is always going to be two zeisim. So if you're going to go ahead now and you're going to be married by chatzi, it's chatzi of shnei zeisim. So maybe it's only a kazayis. So that's why Rava said, I don't have a gerech to be married from the word koil less than a kazayis. Abaye
said it's muchach that the ribuy is going to be less than a zayas, because the shir shalim is less than two zaysim. If we're mar b'chatzi of the shir shalim, it's less than a kezayas. Thus, the shir is going to be chatzi zayas. But Rava said that the shir shalim is at the very least two zaysim. So if you're going to be mar b'chatzi of the shir shalim, I only have a right to be mar b'chatzi zayas in aktar b'chusim kezayas. The bottom line is, that's why according to Abaye, mar b'chatzi zayas, according to Rava, it's only a chatzi koimetz. But at the end of the day, it still has to be a kezayas. And Yetzir Hashem will speak more rate about this in tomorrow's daf. But just one interesting thing, and that is, it comes out according to Rava, the standard koimetz was at the very least two zeisim. And that's very troubling, because if you went home and you tried doing a kmitza in your kitchen, it'd be very hard to get two zeisim, especially two chazanish zeisim. And, you know, based on the Rebbe Yehuda, ki yodua v'advar matik in ve'in kama koimel laharech. But you want to start talking about kezeisim. But try to get two kezeisim in your koimets. It's three fingers. It's a very big problem. And in fact, some of the gedolei apoiskim, Reb Chaim Na, right, the gedolim that dealt with shiurim, felt that this was a very, very troubling Gemara. And it's a little bit mashmah from this Gemara that the kezayis is not as big as some people want to think it is. So there are a lot of people that are very big kezayisim. The truth is, if the kezayis is so big, how did the kohen get two kezayisim into his koimetz? I mean, Abai and Rava weren't arguing with b'mitzias. I mean, they are arguing a little bit b'mitzias. But at the end of the day, Rava said, ein koimetz p'chusa mishnei zayisim. So some want to say that maybe people got smaller. Maybe once upon a time, people were much bigger. But Vadvarim Atikin, again, the Rebbe Yehuda, we know that's not so simple at all. Maybe they would dafka look for big kohanim. It's a little bit mashma that way. I mean, if ain't koimetz possible shnei zeisim, like Allah Moshe Misinai, you had to have a big zaftiga koimetz. See, you need a big kohen that had very big hands, right? Exactly. Either way, Zokti Gemara Vayta Itmar Hamayla Shotem. Yeah, Hamayla Misar Umidvash Al Gabi Hamizbeach. So on this note, if somebody would be Mayla Saar and Devash Al Gabi Hamizbeach, but he made a taruvos between Saar and Devash. So somebody took Saar, he took Devash, he mixed them together with taruvos, and now he was Mayla this taruvos on the Mizbeach. How many Malkus are you going to get? Amar Rava, four. Like Mishum Saar. Like a mishum devash, like a mishum eruve sa'ar, umishum eruve devash. It says, kichol sa'ar v'chol devash loisak tiru mimen yishol Hashem. Sa'ar, loisase, devash, loisase. Ki was marba eruvoi, a taroibis of sa'ar devash. It's marba if you will makter sa'ar that has devash, and if you will makter devash that has sa'ar. Thus, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you're going to end up with four loisases. Abaya says, ain't like a lavsha v'klolos. No way. Now, what does that mean? There's a little bit of Rashi. There's a lot of bit of Tosfos. There's a Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. There's a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. There's so much of an Arichas in this Rishonim that we have no choice but to go back there. But it is what it is. You just can't do this justice. So Abaya said, ain't like a lavsha v'klolos. Meaning, what's mefurish in the Torah, of course, you're going to get Malkus in. So there's Malkus for being Makdis or there's going to be Malkus for being Makdis Devash. But the word ki, this is Pashim Shana the Gemara, that's one word that was marba, a ruve sa'ar and a ruve dvash, it's a lav sheva klolos, because it's one word that's koilal in it more than one iser. A ruve sa'ar and a ruve dvash. You know what happens when you have a lav sheva klolos? You don't get malchus. What does that mean, you don't get malchus? Ikadami some say chadami alaki. Means you don't get two malchus, but one malchus you're going to get. So you get malchus for sa'ar, pashim shat, malchus for dvash, and one malchus. So according to Abai, you can end up with three. Ikadami chadami alaki. You don't even get one. Because at the end of the day, the only time you get Malkus is if the Loisa say that you were over with similar, what's the paradigm of all Lavin? Loisachsim Shar Bedisha. The Torah put the Parish of Malkus next to the Loisa say of Loisachsim Shar Bedisha, and that becomes the exhibit A of what the perfect Loisa say looks like. Oxymoron. But the perfect Loisa say is Loisachsim Shar Bedisha. So you have to be similar to Loisachsim Shar Bedisha in order to get Malkus. So Loisachsim Shar Bedisha, for example, is a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Thus, according to most Tannaim and Shas, Lav Shem Yemai is saying like enough. It a lot like Sachsim Shabbat Yishai is not a Lav Shem Nita Klas A. Thus, a Lav Shem Nita Klas A ain't like enough. Like Sachsim Shabbat Yishai is also not a Lav Shem Beklolois. It means what it means. It doesn't mean many things. Thus, if you have a Loisase such as Ki, the word ki, which includes it in a ruve sar and a ruve dvash, you're not going to. So according to some, Abaya held you'd get three malchus. According to others, Abaya held you'd get two malchus. Again, there's many other pshatim in the Rishonim of in terms of how to understand this Gemara. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit in tomorrow's daf. But for now, I just want to go back to the beginning of the daf and speak out one ha'ara nifla
that Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me on Shabbos. And that is as follows. Reb Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Yosef Oimetz, Simin Mem Gimel, it's Be'inyin Shtei Halechem Datzeres. He brings as follows. He says, Zesh Shonim, Mistakel Havis, La'rav Shnei Luchas Abris. He says, many years ago, he saw in the Shloha Kaddish, who says as follows. I quote, Shahakarbin B'Shfuas, the carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shfuas, Chometz U'matzah, was made up of Chometz U'matzah. V'ha-chometz v'ha-matzah craven yachad al gaveh ha-mizbeach. And the Chometz and the Matzah together were brought on the Mizbeach. So again, this is the Shloha Kaddish. Say that on Shavuos, something very special happened in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a carbon that was brought. The carbon that was brought was made up of Chometz U'matzah. And the Chometz and Matzah were craven yachad al gaveh ha-mizbeach. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's Pashm Shan in the Shloha Kaddish? Pshat's as follows. On Shavuos there was a carbon called Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem was Chametz. We just learned the halachas of the Shtei Halechem during the last couple of daf. Kol HaMenachas Boyus Matzahs, Chutzmi, the Lachmei Toid and the Shtei Halechem. So the Shtei Halechem was Baal Chametz. Additionally, on Shavuos they brought the carbon Tamid like they brought every day. The carbon Tamid came together with the Minchas Nesachim. The Minchas Nesachim was a Mincha, but it was Boyus Matzah. Kol HaMenachas Boyus Matzah. The Minchas Nesachim obviously had to be Matzah. So it comes out on Shavuos, you had Chametz and Matzah. You had Chametz, the Shtei Halechem was Chametz. You had Matzah, the Minchas Nesachim was Boyus Matzah. Thus, the Shloah Kaddish, carbon the Shavuos, it's Chometz U'matzah. Abizokt, Rabbi Yosef Engel, what I never understood was the Loshoin, the Loshoinei Azov of the Shloah. Because the Shloah says, comes out that V'ha-chometz V'ha-matzah craving Yachad Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. That's not true. The Shtei Alechem never went on the Mizbeach. Fakert, Shtei Alechem is not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach. We just learned the Gemara. The Shtei Alechem was eaten by the Kehanim. So Lechura, what does it mean it was craving Al-Gabi Mizbeach? The Matzah was Korev on the Mizbeach. The Minchas Nesachim had a Chelek that went on the Mizbeach, and then there was a Chelek. That was the Shiarim Menachis that was eaten by the Kehanim. But you don't have Chometzu Matzah craving Al-Gabi Mizbeach. You have Matzah that's Korev Al-Gabi Mizbeach. Where do you have that there was Chometz Korev on the Mizbeach? Says Rav Yosef Engel, Shuvra Isi, that this Shloah HaKadosh has a makar already in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is talking about the idea of Chometz, specifically that on Pesach there's no Chometz, and not only is there no Pesach on Chometz, Shivas Yomim Sol Lo Yivatzi Bevateichem, V'lo Yirah L'chassar B'chal Gvulcha, Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes V'nichrasa Anefesh Ahimi Yisrael. And the Zohar explains, because the Sa'ar represents the Eitzahara, like we spoke about last week from Rabbeinu Bachya, that's the idea of Ki Kol Sar B'chal Devash, Lo Yisach Tiru V'ni Yishol Hashem, and Avodah on Pesach is specifically the Eitzahara of Avodah Zara, that was the Sahara of Mitzrayim. Chazal say that the Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah, halal over the Avodah Zarah, halal over the Avodah Zarah, Yechesko Perakhov, Vadvar Matik. But the bottom line is, the Avodah on Pesach is to get rid of the Sahar, the Sahar Shabbat Issa, the Yet Sahara. We work our way up with the Mentes, Shari Kedusha, and then we come to Shavuos. And on Shavuos says the Zohar HaKadosh, Va'al derech mikarvin chometz li'itukta al madbecha. We take the chometz, and not only is it okay to have chometz, not only is it fine to sit down Shavuos night to your suda with chalas, and you can eat all the chometz in the world you want, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they would take this chometz, and they would be makrivin on the Mizbeach. Mikarvin chometz li'itukta al madbecha. They would actually put it on the Mizbeach. So it says with Yosef Enkel, that shonim mistakel havis la'harav shnei luchas abris. This chiddush that I've seen for years that always troubled me with the shloah. How the shloah could say v'chametz v'hamatzah craven yachad l'gavim. This is before the Zohar. The Zohar says that that's what happened. We go from Pesach where shivas yomim sar lo yimotzei bevotecha ki galoichel machmetzes v'nichrasa, and we build up to Shavuos, where we take the chametz and mekarven chametz li'itukta al madbecha. But the kasha is, where was the Shtei Alechem being brought on the Mizbeach? It wasn't brought on the Mizbeach. It was eaten by the Kehanim. It says Rabbi Yosef Enkel in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz that maybe you have to say a very big chiddush. We learned the Gemara. The pasuk said, the Gemara says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem. And we learn from there, kol shu mimenu le'ishem harehu b'val saktiru. If I'm part of a carbon, and that carbon had a chelik of it that went on the Mizbeach. So the halach is, the part that's not supposed to go on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. So a chatas, as a chelik that goes on the Mizbeach, a chelik that was nachal kayanim. Being that this mimenu v'ishim, part of this carbon goes on the Mizbeach, so it's for that reason, you're not allowed to eat the basar v'chatas. One of the things included, the Brisa says, is the Shtei Alechem. And the Gemara mutched a little bit. The Shtei Alechem is Mimenu Le'ishim. Where's the Shtei Alechem Mimenu Le'ishim? Said the Gemara, yeah, even though Ein Migufay Le'ishim, but it's still considered Mimenu Le'ishim. Pashup Shah, you learned the Gemara the way we explained the Gemara when we went through the daf together. And that is that the Shtei Alechem is connected with the Zikut to the Kifsei Atzeres. I mean that the Kifsei Atzeres, part of it went in the Mizbeach. Thus, you could look at it as Kol Shem Imenu L'Ishim. But says Rav Yosef Enkel, I think, Vashteita in this Zohar HaKadosh, and in this Shlach HaKadosh is a much deeper pshat in the Gemara. That the Geder HaDvarim was that when the Kifsei Atzeres were brought in the Mizbeach, it was Nechshav as if the Shtei Alechem themselves were being put on the Mizbeach. That Al Yedei the Haktara, the Akrov of the Kifsei Atzeres, it was as if, it was literally as if Mekarvin Chometzli took down Magmach. What do you mean the Shtei Alechem wasn't put on the Mizbeach? But the Shtei Alechem is part and parcel of the Kifsei Atzeres. So we look at it literally as if it's Kol Shem Imenu L'Ishim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's very meduyik that way. Rashi, see, he says he thinks Rashi's mashma that way, and that Rashi's actually being mefarish Poshup Shana in the Gemara that way. That the Geder of the Gemara's Kol Shem Imenu L'Ishim is not that the Shtei Alechem is part of a carbon of which a chelik went l'gvaya. That's Pashup Shana in the Gemara, but it's also a little dachuk. Says Rav Yosef Enkel, and it's in Arichos, but the Yisoid of Rav Yosef Enkel is vice toys. Al Yidei the Hakrov of the Kifsei Atzeres, it was Nechshav as if the Shtei Alechem Gufa went on the Mizbeach. So he says, you want to know the Makar to this Zayar, the Makar to this Shlah, it's under a Gemara that we started the daf with this morning. Nun Zayin Amid based, that from the fact that the Shtei Alechem is viewed as Kol Shem Imenu L'Ishim, that's a raya that the Shtei Alechem itself had some Din Hakrov on the Mizbeach. Because if the Shtei Alechem didn't have a Din Hakrov on the Mizbeach, now, what the Gemara says is it's ain gufay le'ishim. Because even though the Shtei Alechem is somehow being carved on the Mizbeach, but the guf of the Shtei Alechem is never being put on the Mizbeach. Physically, it's not being put on the Mizbeach. But at the end of the day, it's nechshav, as if it's kol shem imenu l'ishim, and it's for that reason it's included in the lois haseif, lois haktiru, that's the makar to the shloh, that's the makar to the Zayir HaKadosh. But he showed me another ara, did Reb Shmuel Yevin. And that is another Reb Yosef Engel, and this is in the Sefer Gvura Shmainim. So we've spoken out from the Sefer Gvura Shmainim so many times, and the Sefer Gvura Shmainim really begins with a kasha. So Engel asks a kasha that we know that a Safik Saita would be brought up to the Makam HaMikdash. She would have to stand Lefnei Hashem, she would drink from the Mei Saita. If she was guilty, it wasn't good. And if she was innocent, then she was zeicha to tremendous bracha. But before she drank from the Mayim Amarim, they would bring a carbon mincha. It was known as the Minchas Kanois. And the Gemara throughout Shas refers to the Minchas Kanois as a carbon that was mevarer oven. What does that mean? It means the carbon mincha played an integral role in determining whether or not this woman was guilty or innocent. Because the only way the Mayim Amarim worked was if the carbon mincha was brought. Not just that it had to be brought properly. So if you had a kosher carbon mincha, then the mayim was baidik. But if you didn't have a kosher carbon mincha, the mayim wasn't baidik. Frank Rabbi Yosef Engel, Akasha, according to the Mandama, that says that bailam mefaglam, that the way pigle works is not the kohen has the ability to be mefagal, but it's the baal ha-carbon that has the ability to be mefagal. Who's the balas ha-carbon over here? It's the isha. That means she can control the kashas of this carbon. So he says, I have a loophole for every single woman that's guilty. She's standing lefnei Hashem, they're about to make her drink. Says the woman, really? I have a way out. What's her way out? She's going to have a machsheves pigel. If she has a machsheves pigel, the mincha is going to be possible. If it's possible, it won't be mevaru ravoy. So even if she's guilty, the mayim is not going to be baidik. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvurei Shmainim with 80 terutzim to this kasha. Teretz number 51 is an arichos gedoyla. And we can't go through this arichos. We can't even go through part of it. It's so long. And he says so many yesoides. But I'm going to forward to the part that we need. At this point, Rabbi Yosef Engel already made two hanachas in Teretz number Nun Aleph. The first hanach he made is that the only time it's possible to even have this machsheves pigel of Minchas Kanois is b'shas ta'aktar of the koyimitz. Okay. The second hanach he makes is the only way she could have a machsheves pigel is if she would have in mind that she herself is going to be the one that's going to eat the shiore of the Minchas Kanois chutzazmane. Right? Following? That's the only way it's going to happen. So bottom line is, it's b'shas ta'aktaras ha'koymitz, and she's thinking right now that I might, not somebody else is going to eat. I myself am going to eat the shiore of this mincha, chutzas manik. And again, the kasha is, that's a machshavas pigel. So if you hold b'ayim mefaglin, isn't that a good way to make it that the mayim shouldn't be able to be baidik? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, haflo v'fela. He says, that we know the Gemara says, that in machshavas pigel, you can't be machasha me'achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach, u'me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam. It's not just the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtes Zvachim, and it's a Mishnah Masechtes Menachos. The Mishnah says, if somebody, for example, would have in mind a Kohen that he's going to eat the Emurim Chutzlis Mane, it's not a Machsheves Pigel, because he's being Mechashim Me'achilas Mizbech L'Achilas Zot. You're thinking that you're going to eat the Chelik that goes on the Mizbech. Or if somebody would have in mind that he's going to take the Basar of a Chatas that was supposed to be eaten, and you're going to be Machter Chutzlis Mane, it's a Mechashim Pigel, because he's being Mechashim Me'achilas Adam L'Achilas Mizbech. So you have to be Mechashim Me'achilas Adam L'Achilas Adam, Me'achilas Mizbech L'Achilas Mizbech. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel,
There's a chiddush neira that I found in a Zayir. A Zayir in Parashas Tetzav, and he brings this Zayir. That the Zayir says that on Shavuos they were makriv chametz on the Mizbeach. On Shavuos they makarvin chametz li tukta al manbacha. Obviously referring to the Shtei Alechem. Oh, but Frank Rabbi Yosef Engel, Shtei Alechem never went on the Mizbeach. The same kasha that he asks in Yosef Leibniz. Now, in Yosef Leibniz, Rabbi Yosef Engel said a half of the Geteret, based on the Gemara that we learned today, Daf and Zayin with Beis. But in Gvura Shmoinim, he takes a little bit of a different tack. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know what Pshat I think is that the Gemara says throughout Shas, that although the Kohanim got a chelik of a carbon, but the Gemara's lashon always is Kohanim Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. And it permeates many sugyas in Zvachim and Achis. That the way the Kehanim got it, if you follow the paper trail, is really the Mizbeach is Zoich and everything. The Mizbeach, Kaviyoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulchan Gavaya, tells the Kehanim, come Esazama Mitmir. Kehanim is Shulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if that's true, then it comes out that although there was a chelug of a carbon that was achilas koyhanim, but it's not a regular achilah. The achilas koyhanim, for example, it's not like achilas matzah that every single yud has below Pesach. Well, Pesach, you have a mitzvah to sit down and eat matzah. This achilas koyhanim is very unique. It's koyhanim yishulchan gavaya kazachu. As if to say, and this is the punchline, again, a little bit of a leap of faith, but this is the punchline, that this really was supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. It really had a din aktara. It belonged to Shulchan Gavaya. But Shulchan Gavaya tells the Kiyarim, Kum and Esther Zaman Midmir. Eat together with me. Meaning, instead of burning it on the Mizbeach, you're going to eat it. It comes out then, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that when the Kehanim eat, because really it's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. And really this basa was supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Narvas, the Mizbeach is telling the Kehanim, you can come eat with me. But the real Kiyam that was supposed to happen, Klape Shmaya, was this basa was supposed to be burnt. It's just that, out of the goodness of the heart of Shulchan Gavaya, the Kehanim are being Zoicha, and really what they were supposed to get. But what was the real din of this basa? It's supposed to be burnt. It's supposed to be Shulchan Gavaya. So even when the Kehanim eat it, Epis basa tutzachapa aktara. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you want to tell me it's a tutzachapa aktara on the same level of a regular aktara? Of course not. It's achilas Kehanim. But it's similar. It's a quasi haktara. Because really it was supposed to be burnt. And you can't tell me we're negating what really was supposed to happen. So the oifen of a haktara is ayudei achilas kehanim. But really what was supposed to happen, bereshis bar alikim, was it was supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. It's just kehanim v'shulchan gavaya kazachu. So on some level, we're going to treat it as a haktara. So if somebody would be mechashim achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, achilas mizbeach, achilas adam, even though the achilas adam is also a little haktara, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, at the end of the day, it's true, it's a little bit of haktara. It's not a real haktara. I mean that it's not a real haktara, so it's still not going to be a good achila. But at the same time, it is a little bit of aktar. My nafkamina, and this is geshmak. If the isha right now is having a machshavas bigel, again, it's b'shas aktar as hakoyments, and she's having in mind that she herself is going to eat the shiore hamincha chutzlazmane. Her achila, when she's going to eat it, let's say she follows through with her promise, and she actually sits down and eats the shiore hamincha. Her shiore hamincha is not going to have a din aktara. Because the only way that Chila could have a din aktara is if it's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. But being that she's not Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu, her Achila is an Achilas Isser. Thus is a Shreklich Achila. It's not a Haktara. The Haktara is when you're following the steps. When it's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu, now I get the Haktara. But hers isn't going to be Haktara. If it's not going to be Haktara, it's going to come now. You are Mechashiv Me Achilas Mizbeach L'Achilas Adam. Because what's the din of the Achilas Adam? It's supposed to be Achilas Adam that has a chela, a tzad aktara. Her achila is an achilas adam that doesn't have a tzad aktara. So just like you can't be mechashev on achilas emurim, she can't be mechashev on the achila of the shiore mincha. Because why can't you be mechashev on the achilas emurim? Because the emurim has a din where it's supposed to be completely mukhtar. And you're doing an achilas kehanim that only has a tzad aktara. Same is true for her. If she's going to be mechashev on the shiore mincha was supposed to be achilas kehanim, which means it's an achila that has a tzad aktara. That's mishulchan kavaya kazachu. But at the same time, her achila itself is not going to be mishulchan kavaya kazachu. Thus, it falls under the purview of meachilas adam lachilas mizbeach, meachilas mizbeach lachilas adam. Just to end on one other note, and maybe this is another pshat in the Zayir HaKadosh, and that is the Mesilas Yesharim in Shara Kedusha. This is at the very end of Mesilas Yesharim. It's the last perek. It's perek Chav Vav. And Mesilas Yesharim over there talks about the level of Kedusha. Just one excerpt. He says, "V'hine ha'isha miskadesh b'kedushas boiroi." Someone that reaches the level of Kedusha, afilu ma'isav ha'gashmien, chayzrim liyos in yonei Kedusha mamish. His ma'isav ha'gashmien, when he eats, when he sleeps, it becomes Kedusha. V'simonech,
Exhibit A, Achilas Kachim. She atzma mitzvah saseh. V'omru chazal, koyhanim oichlim, ubaylim ischapim. V'tira atta hefesh ben atar lakodesh. Says the Mitzvah, so let me tell you the difference between someone who almost got up to the last madrega, but didn't get up to the last madrega. It's like 180. He says, atahar, maisav achomriyim, enam le'ele achreichim. All the gashmias that he does, he only does outside of hechruch. He has no choice. But really, it's not something he wants to do. But someone that reaches to the level of kedusha, I'm skipping. Achakodesh hadavik tomelei lekov v'nafshoi misaleches ben hamuskoles amitiyos behavas boyer v'yirasei hinei nechshav loy kiluhu misalech l'fnei Hashem ba'artes achayim oydenu pol ba'ilum hazeh. And everything that he does, albeit gashmias physical, it's considered as if it's ruchnias v'nei ishkazeh hu atzmai. Here's the punchline. Nechshav kamishkan. The person becomes a mishkan. Kamikdash. He becomes a mikdash. And he becomes a mizbeach. So if a person reaches the level of kedusha, the person can become a mizbeach. And says the Ramchal is exhibit A for that. That you see, just like the achilas mizbeach was mechaper, the achilas adam was mechaper as well. That's maybe pshat and the Zohar. The Zohar says that on Pesach mikarvin they took chametz and they put it on the mizbeach. Which mizbeach? Not the mizbeach. They gave it to the kehanim and. Kehanim Oichlim in a perfect world is Achilas Mizbeach. That's the oimik of Kehanim Oichlim Ubailim Mischaprim, because the Isha Dovek, he himself can become Kemishkan, Kemikdash, Vekam Mizbeach.